At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey y'all, welcome to another episode of Sit Down, Be Humble. My name is Hannah Humble and I'm the host of this podcast. And y'all, I am so giddy right now because I am so excited to finally be recording this, finally doing something that I love. I've been so involved in broadcasting and doing all the things with that on my own and at Western, but I just have been so busy. This summer I had three jobs and kind of just took a step back because I feel like I needed not a break, but I just needed to get my own life caught up because if you listened to last episode, it was adjusting back to the US and it was a struggle. Well, like when I tell people that coming back from studying abroad is not for the weak, I genuinely mean that because I have never had depression, but I can say now that I think I was depressed for at least 2 weeks coming back, not because I hate Bowling Green, just because the change is really different because everyone is kind of living a normal life without me. And it was weird to see that other people didn't need me here, which is kind of selfish to say, but the Lord had to break down a lot of my pride, but also I had to work on myself. And it was just a really weird transition. So thank you guys for being patient and waiting because now I'm back. And I'm so excited. So I'm going to do a little mini introduction for those who don't know who I am. Maybe it's your first time listening. If it's your first time, welcome. I'm so glad that you're here. You're welcome. And this is for you because this is not a place of judgment or shame or anything like that. This is a place where I want to be so real with you because I am a Jesus lover, but also I live in the world. I live of the world. Actually, that's probably not the right way of saying that. I live in the world, but I'm not of the world because that's how Jesus wants us to live. But also, I'm not going to sugarcoat things. I say things how it is, which is kind of hard sometimes, but also needed. And I'm in a sorority. I go to Western Kentucky University. I'm a junior this year. I am 20 years old, and I just kind of do it all. I kind of do everything. I just came back from studying abroad a semester in England, which was genuinely like the best time ever. If you have any desire to travel, or if you're in college, or if you're in high school before you're in college, but and you want to study abroad and there's an opportunity that arises, take it. That is literally my one advice, is to take it. Don't let finances stress you out. Don't let that scare you, because if the Lord wants you somewhere, he is going to put you there. And if you have a burning desire to do something, it's probably not a coincidence. I don't believe in coincidences. I don't think that those are things that just happen out of nowhere. I think that the Lord strategically places you in places for a purpose and for just everything. So yeah, so my name is Hannah Humble and I am a broadcasting student. I started this podcast over 2 years ago. I have been super consistent with it, but again, studying abroad left me not doing it for 4 months because I did do vlogs though. So if you are interested to see how it was like studying abroad, go look up Hannah Liz Humble on YouTube and all my little travel vlogs will come up. But yeah, I kind of did all the things with YouTube during that time, but I didn't get to film a podcast. So I came back, filmed an episode, and then I had three jobs this summer. So I nannied for the same family that I have for a couple years, and they're so sweet and precious. And then I lifeguarded, and then I actually did emceeing, like on-field hosting for our local minor league baseball team, the Hot Rods. So that was really fun. And that was actually something to use for my major, which I feel like I don't really get to do much. So I study broadcasting with journalism, and I'm just so passionate about those things. I kind of joined really last minute because when I tell people like I'm in broadcasting, like, well, what do you want to do with that? And I'm like, guys, if only I knew. I actually have no idea. Like, I kind of joined a couple weeks before school even started. And I was like, well, I have a podcast. It's like the same thing as broadcasting. And I'm like, I think being on TV would be fun. Little did I know that it was going to be something so different than what I expected, but in such a good way. It's been so fruitful, so awesome. Also so busy. Broadcasting is just, it's a busy, busy time, but I love it so much. So there's a little spiel of my life. I love the Lord. I love talking about Jesus and how he has changed my life. I will get more into that later and just specific episodes are going to be about specific things that the Lord has been teaching me, just because I think people look at my life and assume that my life is just kind of the way it is because I have Jesus, which is true to an extent, but also my life has not been easy. It's been very up and down roller coaster. Satan loves to attack those who he knows can easily fall. And my flesh can easily fall, and it does easily fall, but also my spirit is strong because I have the Holy Spirit and because I have Jesus. So yeah, I am very open about all the things that have happened in my life, because if you're not, I quite frankly think that that is a waste of time. I told you guys, I will like tell you how it is, because if you're not living your life, if you know you're called by God to do something and you're not doing it, and I'm guilty of this, it's out of laziness or like fear. And I'm just so tired of letting fear get in the way of what the Lord has for me and what he wants me to speak to other people. And maybe that's speaking to you right now. I'm not quite sure, but you know your heart, you know the Lord. And so that's a little spiel of my life. I have ADHD, so my podcast episodes can be a little bit chaotic and hectic and stuff, but I am filming this at 1 p.m, so I am a little less chaotic than normal just because I have medicine for it. And that was a whole nother struggle because I did not have ADHD medicine in England, and y'all, it was so difficult. I was trying so hard, but here I am. I have it. I'm back, and I'm calling this episode Back and Better just because I'm back and better than ever, and every Monday I'll be filming it. I'm not sure when these are going to be put out, but I'm going to try to put it out on Mondays, the same day that I do it. Oh my gosh, I'm getting emails. Please don't send me emails while I'm doing this. Anywho, yeah, filming on Mondays. Get ready. You guys follow my Instagram, podcast Instagram, so it's Sit Down, Be Humble. I'm going to ask you guys topics that you want to go over, things you want to talk about, episodes you want to hear, people you want to have on, because this is for you. This is geared for the audience of maybe you want to hear something, because I genuinely just want this podcast to be something where you hear conversations or my thought process or conversations that I have with other people, and they're about something that maybe you are struggling with right now. Maybe you know that it's a weak session for you, or you have struggled with it, or maybe you just want to feel less alone in an area that you maybe don't tell anyone about, because I never want you to walk through life alone, whether you tell someone about it or not. But even just hearing that you're not alone in a situation where it feels so isolating, because I honestly think that's where the enemy gets to us, especially as young adults, because I know a lot of people are listening as young adults, or maybe before you're even adult, or maybe you're in, you know, your middle-aged life right now, and you just feel like you're going through a season by yourself. I just want to let you know that you don't have to do that. First off, you have the Lord, and he is with you every step of the way, but sometimes it's important to know that there's other people in your community, around your circle, who also understands you and doesn't judge you, because I'm telling you right now, if someone has the Lord, they will not judge you, because that's not the characteristic of God. So I never want this podcast to be like, oh my gosh, Hannah's saying this and she's so judgy, because like that's actually not true. I will open up about the things that I'm struggling with, and I will, because that's the truth, and I never want to stray away from the truth, because that's who the Lord is, and he's put me in this position for a specific reason and a specific purpose. So there's a little mini spiel of my life, who I am, why I am the way I am. I'll probably talk about studying abroad a lot in these episodes because I just can relate so much to it. And that was honestly a moment in my life where I expected the Lord to work, but he talked to me in different ways than I expected. He killed a lot of my pride. He humbled me in so many ways. He turned my whole viewpoint on religion and just a relationship with him in general, because it's just so different. He healed me from FOMO. He healed me from so many different things that I didn't even necessarily ask for, but he did, because he knew I needed it, and it's been so fruitful. So my life has been crazy, and I kind of just wanted to give you guys a little life update. There's who I am, and I'm just glad that you guys are listening, so I can't wait to give you guys a little life update. I studied abroad in January, so I left like the very first week of January, and it was the craziest time ever. So fun. I say crazy, and it was like kind of crazy, but in all reality, I felt so much peace. I went to Grantham, England, which is, you're probably like, where the heck is Grantham, England? Listen, I had no idea where I was either. It's like an hour and a half from London, but most people just kind of were like, Hannah's studying in London. So I just went with that because it's like no one else really knows anywhere else in England except for London. I was an hour and a half train ride to London, which we were there all the time anyway. So it's like, yes, but we were in the northeastern side kind of England. It was like the countryside. We had a sweet little host family. So John and Christine, if you're listening, I love you so much. I wish we would sit and watch Paddington again or St. Trinian's with popcorn and tea. Y'all, it's literally the best. Oh, I'm going to cry. I miss it so much. But yeah, I studied abroad there. It was so awesome. I met so many awesome friends. You kind of just learn to become so independent because never in my life have I been in charge of holding my passport. Even when we go on like family vacations, I was always like not trusted with it because I am the most chaotic and sporadic person, especially when it comes to like losing things, because I'll have it and then I'll like look around and be like, where did I just put it? And I can't find it anywhere. So I had to learn tons of independence literally in little ways like that. So keeping my passport there, it was a time, but I felt so old because I feel like everyone has moved out for college, but I live at home still, y'all. I am from Bowling Green. I mean, I was born in Nashville, but I've lived in Bowling Green pretty much my whole life. And I go to Western Kentucky University, which is in Bowling Green. We live like an hour from Nashville, a little bit north of Nashville, but we're right on the line from Kentucky, Tennessee. So it's been a time. So it was a lot of independence learning in different ways, but I really needed that. And I also craved doing that because I needed to learn more about myself and how I could live. And also now I crave the world so much more because I realize that the world is waiting for us because we're not meant to be put in a box with all we know, because like the Lord wants us to go out and do things, and if you don't like that, that's totally okay. But also if you have a desire to do that, it's for a reason. And now I just want to go travel the world all the time. So we would travel to different countries on the weekends, and if we stayed in England, we'd go to different places. We found a church up there called Chroma Church, and if you guys want to go listen to their worship, it's literally the best. It's Chroma worship. And you can hear their British accents in it. I still watch their sermons on Sunday. It's literally so good. So travel versus vacation. It has been a very different thing to learn. Traveling is not vacation, but it is what it is. So moving on, I studied abroad. If you want to hear more about that, I promise you I will give you more episodes on things specific to studying abroad. Also go listen to the last episode that I did a couple months ago of adjusting back to the U.S. because I did talk a lot about my experience there and coming back and just the cultural differences, because there are tons of them. Everyone told me that I wouldn't experience cultural differences because I'm going to England, which people assume that England is exactly like America. Let me tell you, it's not. Although it is similar, more similar than like if you're going to Africa versus, I don't know, like Dubai or something. Like, yes, it is more similar to America in those ways. However, their culture is just as different of the culture as any other place. So I feel like putting that in the same vicinity is kind of not fair for them because they have their own way of living, and it's so beautiful and it's so fun, and they honestly take life a lot slower. I was talking to someone at church yesterday about that, like how they're just not constantly on the go like we are, which I still need to learn to like slow down and not always be in such a hurry, because there is such a societal goal. Like, what is the end goal? Like, I feel like when people think about America, especially people who are foreign and aren't from here, they're like, well, the American dream is so real. Like, you guys just hustle to get what you want. And I'm like, well, honestly, what's the goal of this? The goal is to be successful, because like, that's not my goal. Like, my goal in the end is not that. And if that's your goal, like, perfect. But I'm like, to what extent? So it's very interesting. They just take things a lot slower over there. Like, life in general is just slower. We would eat lunch and we just not talk about school because it was kind of a known thing. Like, your lunch is your break. Your tea time is your break. It's time with your friends to talk about things that aren't stressing you out because you're allowed to have a work-life balance. So very interesting type things. But I came back and I had to get money back from studying abroad, because although the Lord did provide, I did spend a lot of money on traveling and food and everything like that, which I do not regret. So if you're going to study abroad or going on vacation or somewhere, don't let the fear of money and finances get in the way of getting something you want or spending money, because money will come back. It will. I know it's like annoying to hear that, but coming from someone who struggles financially and struggles with spending money, I am not a money spender unless it's like food and drinks, because I'm a fun drink person every single day. I will get a fun drink every single day. I do not care. Yeah, just spend the money. But I knew coming back I would have to get jobs. So I had 3 different jobs this summer and it was very busy, but it was also so fun and so fruitful because I got to spend so much time with my friends. And my like 3 best friends from home, they go to different colleges. We all 4 do. So like Katie goes to Miami, shout out Katie. Abby goes to Belmont, and then Manon goes to UK. But we were all here all summer, so we got to spend all the time together. And it was just really sweet. It was a good time to get back on my feet of being gone and not having to go directly to school again. I was talking to my friends like Landry and Liv which shout out them. If you guys go watch the vlogs, you guys will know who they are immediately. We all go to Western, but we were having coffee a couple days ago, which shout out Liv. She surprised us and she was engaged. Her and Bike, they were just so sweet. But we were talking about how weird it would be to go from studying abroad in the fall, which first off, I could not do that. My FOMO would be so raging because like homecoming at Western is such a big deal. But anywho, so many people study abroad in the fall and they come back and it's Christmas and they're adjusting from that. They have like a couple weeks break and they just go straight 100% back into school mode. And I genuinely don't think I could have done that. I needed, like I had like 2 weeks where I just had a break, which again, were the 2 weeks that I like genuinely could say I probably had depression. So I can't imagine going full swing into like Christmas time and that, and then going back into school, because now I'm getting back in the groove of school and I'm still not in the groove of school. I'm working on a routine because as someone with ADHD, I need a good routine to just get my life on track. Cause I forget things. I use my Google Calendar, which has been my lifesaver. However, if I don't remember to put it in my calendar, like right when I get something, it's just not the way it should be. So yeah, I come back, I work 3 jobs. I pretty much did at least 1 job a day. I took like Sundays off sometimes, but I had a job a day at least. It was very busy. And then I also got a boyfriend this summer. So shout out Caleb. He is so sweet, y'all. I don't use the word pursue very often just because I think that sometimes it's overused and a bit cringy, if we're being completely honest. I feel like whenever I like hear about Christian relationships, it's like, and the guy pursues the girl. Like, yes, that's true. But honestly, like, I'm like gagging because I'm cringed. Sorry. Yeah, it's probably gonna offend someone. Whoops. Also, there's a plane going on in the background. Can you guys hear that? I like don't know. I got 7 Brew this morning. And I got an energy drink. It's kind of, let's hear that. It's kind of watered down and melted, and it's okay. I'm just not a big coffee person, but it's not coffee. I got the energy drink, but it's just mid, but I did get it. So yeah. But Caleb has been pursuing me for almost a year, and then I turned him down a couple times, which I'll get more into our story in a different episode, but that's kind of a major life update because I like didn't want to be in a relationship, and I just turned him down a couple times last semester. He came back and is literally the kindest guy. Like, I remember telling my mom about him last year and being like, this is the kindest guy I've ever met, not only to me, but to everyone else. Like, he was just, like, always so kind. And yeah, so we started officially dating in July, but we had been together for like about a month and a half before that. So that's a big life update. And I told you guys that I was going to get real, but I was like praying and I was like, God, I need peace on the decision that I'm going to make. And he's like, just say yes one time. That's all you have to do. Because my mom would always tell me that in high school, it's like, you just have to say yes one time. And I had already said no so many times. I mean, I kept him trying for a long time, which I don't think is a bad thing. So girls, keep him trying. Sorry, you're hearing it from me. I don't care. So I finally said yes, and the rest is kind of history, but he's been so sweet, and I'm looking right now at my flowers that are sitting right across from me, and it's just a new season for me because I just was so content in my singleness, especially after studying abroad, because I just needed time to reflect on what I had just gone through, all the things that the Lord had been teaching me through studying abroad, and just honestly, being back, because it was such a hard adjustment, going there was okay. I did not struggle one time going there. I actually was on a high the entire time. And that's not to say that every single day was an amazing day. Because again, you are living a normal life just in a different place. So there were days where I would have mental breakdowns because my schoolwork would be so difficult, which again, the schoolwork over there was just not what I was used to. Because I'm used to broadcasting. I'm used to all hands and feet doing everything together, and all the time is outside of work, but it's just hands-on and you get to like see how you're doing. And then I go over there and I have tests and quizzes, and that's all I'm graded on, and I don't have ADHD medicine. It was just like a hard adjustment. And so the Lord had to really prepare me for different things while I was over there, and I learned so much, but in different ways that I expected to, because I honestly went in expecting that this is going to be a time where I would have to live on my own. Not on my own. When I say on my own, I don't mean like not having any friends, but I do mean like a season where I like have to kind of be okay with being completely independent and like traveling by myself and doing all these things because I had no expectation. But when I got there, the Lord completely wiped away that expectation. I had learned so much independence, but I didn't have to do it by myself, which kind of gets me to the point of how simple God is. Like, the simplicity of God is such a beautiful thing that I knew. Of course, I knew that God was, like, simple, but in my head, it's like God is always this, like, complicated thing. Like, there's so much to him, which is so true to an extent, but also I think I get more peace in knowing how simple God is than how complex he is, because sometimes he doesn't want us to know everything that's complex about him. Because the truth is, if we knew everything about the Lord, if we knew everything about how he was going to answer a situation or how he wants us to deal with a situation, we wouldn't have to have faith in something, you know? And God is just so simple. And I learned that in so many different ways, because he put so many amazing girls in my life over there. And we still talk pretty frequently. So shout out British Babes. I love you guys so much. And it was just such a sweet thing because it was unexpected. And it was exactly what the Lord knew I needed. And I had Landry as my roommate, which was also literally so awesome. It was so simple. This is what I mean by, like, the simplicity of God. We would wake up and we'd do everything together, like, all of us. We'd go eat all three meals together. We'd have breakfast, lunch, and dinner in the refectory. We'd have class. We'd have a Bible study on Tuesdays. We did a worship night every Monday night. We would just sit in, like, the little basement bistro thing with all the lights off and, like, the little overhead, I don't know how to, like, describe it. Like, you know, like, the lights that are hanging from the ceiling? They're, like, really cute. They're, like, it's, like, soft lighting because I don't like harsh lighting. But we were all, like, listening to soft lighting. We just played YouTube worship on the TV, and we would just sing for, like, some days it would be, like, 3 hours. I mean, most of the time we had homework to do afterwards, and it would be, like, 9 o'clock at night, and so we'd have to, like, do homework. But that's just what I'm saying. Like, the Lord is just so simple. Like, we didn't have to go to a huge church service or, you know, talk about God 24/7 just to know how good he was, because he showed his goodness in every single direction that we had to make. And he would just make himself known through friends, through his word, through teachings, through other countries. Because you learn the glory of God when you're also traveling in places where you can meet other people. Growing up in Bowling Green in Kentucky, okay, I have to, like, back up. Bowling Green itself is a pretty diverse place, but also it's only diverse to an extent. You only know the people you grew up around. You know of other people. I mean, my school was great about learning different cultures. However, I didn't know cultures. And I knew that I wanted to go experience it, but I think it's so easy for us to forget that just as much as we are God's children, so is every other person of this world. And going to learn how other people are living their lives and talking and the languages and the way they wear clothes and the food they make, it's just so eye-opening to the glory of God, because he knows every single person. When we can't understand someone, God is already interceding on their behalf because he understands them and he has created them for a specific purpose and the specific time and place that they're from. But also, let this be encouraging to you, because maybe you're wondering, like, why am I here? Why am I not going forward in this situation? Why am I not understanding why this relationship isn't working? Why am I not seeing what the future holds for me? Like, what's my purpose? Here's the thing about God, is that he has specifically placed you here for a purpose. My next tattoo, I always say I'm going to get Esther 4:14 in Roman numerals on my arm, which, by the way, guys, I freaking love tattoos. If you don't want someone telling you to go get a tattoo, don't ask me, because my advice will always be to go get a freaking tattoo. I literally love tattoos. Me, Landry, and Liv actually got a matching teacup one, which the story is so funny, because when we got it, it was in Nottingham, and we told her it was a cup of tea, but whenever they posted it on their Instagram, which, by the way, their Instagram has like 39,000 followers. So we have like 39,000 people looking at our arms, and all it says is matcha tats. And we're like, okay. So we laughed at that for a while, because we're like, I guess we have a cup of matcha on our arm. And every day we just kind of joke around, like, hey, what's our drink today? Anywho, we get matching tattoos, and it's supposed to be tea. We didn't put like a little tea bag on it. They probably would have deciphered it to be like an actual glass of tea. But whatever, it's fine. I love it. I'm obsessed with it. But my next tattoo is going to be Esther 4:14, because that is so simple. Literally, it says, you were made for such a time as this. Y'all, literally such a time as this. And that's just not just something that's in the Old Testament that you can read and, like, understand that happened to Esther. Like, it's for you. Because the word of God is alive and active and is sharper than a double-edged sword. And when he speaks that over you, when you're reading that, he's speaking it over you in your life. He has not created you to just, like, sit and observe. You're not supposed to be an observer. You're supposed to be a doer. Being a doer is honestly so difficult when you like want to do something, but you don't know how to start. My advice would be to just do one step at a time, which also probably isn't very good advice because you're like, well, okay, what's the first step? There's always going to be a step for you. Maybe your first step is to just say yes to the thing that you've been scared of. Before I studied abroad, I talked about this in the last podcast, as I was terrified of financials. Like, how the heck am I supposed to pay to study abroad when I can't even afford college? Like, it's just a hard thing. But also, I think God blesses those who say yes, even in the unknown. Because I always use the analogy of, like, making new wine. And if you've listened to my podcast before, you definitely have heard this analogy because I use it all the time. But in the process of making new wine, just wine in general, you have to crush the grapes, right? So you're crushing the grapes. And in this situation, this analogy, you are the grapes. You're trying to go from just being a plain old grape to new wine. Because new wine, there is covenant with that. There is beauty. There's time. But it's also like something that's so prized and cherished. That's why certain bottles of wine are so expensive, because like God sees you as that. And you can also become new wine. Like maybe it feels like you're in the crushing right now. So I'm going to finish the analogy. So right now you're the grape, and in the process of becoming new wine, you have to be crushed, and not only just crushed a little bit. Like you have to like literally be crushed down to the very smallest part of you, to where there is actually nothing. You know what I mean? Which, take that for as you will. There's just so much that goes into creating new wine. But in this situation, like, you are the crushing, and you are going through this really difficult time. And maybe that's you listening right now. I just want to encourage you that that's not forever. Sometimes it feels like it's forever, and sometimes it feels like no one is there understanding. But the thing about that is, first off, there's people always in your corner. Second of all, the Lord knows exactly how you feel. And when I say that, I mean, when Jesus died on the cross, he took on all the guilt, all the shame, all the sadness, all the struggles, all the depression, all the anxiety. Like, he knows exactly how you feel. And so you have to go through the process of crushing. So you're being crushed. And then there's a refinement period. And when I say refinement period, it's a time period where sometimes it does take time. Refinement is annoying when it's not in the way that you want it to go, because who wants to wait 10 years for something to happen when you want it to be right now in this very moment? Which, 10 years is just the first thing that came to my mind. But you know what I mean? The refinement period is so difficult, but also that's how the wine ages, and that's how it becomes new, and that's how it becomes precious to other people. So after that, you become the new wine, and that's how God sees you. So you're made for such a time as this, and you will be new wine, but sometimes you do have to allow yourself to get crushed in order to do things. So when one door closes, another door opens. Maybe something in your life right now is not going the way you want it to, or doors just keep shutting. I'm telling you, wait for all of them to shut, you know? Just like allow the Lord to open the doors that are so unexpected, because God's way will always be better than your way. However, it is annoying to hear that when you're going through something. Like when I was in the season of singleness for forever, I would feel so isolated and so lonely. And I'm like, well, the Lord knows that I desire this. So why the heck am I not experiencing this? Like, what am I doing wrong? And I was just like, I just felt so lonely all the time, and going through a process of like refinement. And the Lord is like, well, like, wait for me. Sometimes God just wants to remind us, like, wait for me, you know, like you won't get anything unless you're waiting. Cause then you're just always in the hurry for the next best thing, which I'm very guilty of, because with someone who has ADHD, I don't get the same dopamine levels from like the same thing for like a longer period of time. Like, I just am constantly looking for the right thing. And then the Lord's like, well, like, let me humble you in this for a second. And it's not fun to be humble, but also that's what parents do. And he's our father, and he's a father that disciplines us because he loves us, but also gives us more than what we could ever imagine. So something that I've been struggling with, I put that down as a question to talk about, just because I have not talked about this or even thought about this question, but I just felt like I was supposed to kind of dive into it. So whatever I say right now is just going to come to the front of my mind, because I have no idea. So something that I've been struggling with is honestly getting in the groove of being back, and something that the Lord really had to teach me about in a very convicting way when I was in England was my pride that I had. I prided myself so much on my relationship with Jesus, which I think that you should have pride in who you are in God and your relationship with the Lord, but also if it's taking away the glory of him, then it's wrong. And I had a lot of pride, which is a lot of reasons why I didn't do any podcasts over there, because I didn't want to be doing it for the wrong reason, you know, because God's not going to give someone a platform and then want you to take advantage of the platform that you have, you know, because like if I only reached 3 people from this, then I would love that. And that's something that the Lord had to really humble me on, especially with like denominations. I've been talking about this with so many people, like just meeting up with girls and guys the past couple of weeks of being back in school, because now everyone's back and I can actually feel like I can mentor people in things that I haven't been able to share, which has been really sweet. But the Lord taught me the simplicity of Him in the way of denominations. When I went over to England, it's like, you don't really talk about what denomination you are, because it's either you love Jesus or you don't. Like, you believe that He's the Son of God or you don't. And that's something that I wish so much, like, that we could just bring to America. Like, it honestly makes me so mad. It kind of pisses me off. Like, the fact that, sorry, that was a bit angry. I don't mean to get angry. I'm just, like, riled up about this. Because I'm like, America messes up the characteristics of God so much. They don't mess Him up, but they mess up the idea of who God is, the idea of the characteristics that He has. Honestly, because it makes us feel better, maybe. Because when we're stuck on religion, you will never get fully satisfied. I can promise you that right now. If you hear anything from this podcast, I can promise you 100% without a doubt, you will not be satisfied if all you care about is religion, because that's not who Jesus is. Jesus broke the spirit of religion when He came and died for us. Yes, there's a religious aspect of it because we love the Lord and like Christianity is a religion. However, it's different from every other religion because it's not about rules. It's not about guidelines. It's not about being good or doing the right thing. Because honestly, if I would have died right now and the ideals or whatever principles to go to heaven were to like be a good person, I don't know if I would make it. Because I think awfully sometimes. I sin constantly. It's like, how awful is it to like think about how you have to constantly do something right in order to like win eternity? But that's not the reality. You know, the reality is that we serve a God who loves us and died for us because He wants us to know the love of Him, you know, and not religious things. I think that especially our generation right now, we grew up a lot of times just in church, and it's honestly going through the motions. Like, maybe you grew up going to church every Sunday, or maybe you grew up going to church all the time, like Sunday night, Wednesday, Thursday night. Like, I don't know how you worked or how your church did, like, but I'm telling you, I just rebuke the spirit of religion over anyone who's listening right now. I just bind that right now in Jesus' name, and I just speak relationship over you, because honestly, having an encounter with Jesus is something that you need, because you will not fully understand the goodness of God unless you soften your heart. So I just pray for anyone who's listening right now whose heart isn't softened to relationship over religion. I break that off in Jesus' name. But anywho, there's a little spiel on that. I was telling you that because the simplicity of God is so different. Because we found a church over there. I told you guys about Chroma. It was so awesome because a big group of us, like my whole friend group, we'd go, and we all are different denominations, but we all loved it equally as much because it wasn't about stupid denominations. It was literally about the goodness of God. And there was one day where they were having baptisms and they allowed people, like they had people go up and share their testimony of how they got saved. And like one lady specifically, I just remember her talking and me just like crying, which by the way, guys, I've become a lot more emotional the past like year than I ever have. The Lord is also just making me, my senses heightened, I guess. But yeah, she was talking about how she grew up in a Hindu household. Her parents are from India. They moved to England. And her mom died as a devout, like, person of the Hindu culture, like Hinduism. And her daughter, the one who was talking on stage, like, got saved, like, a couple months later. And she just suffered with so much guilt and shame and fear because of the fact that her mom like wasn't in heaven and didn't know who Jesus was. But there was something so beautiful about the fact that she was like, I didn't know anything about Jesus. I didn't know anything about God. Like, He came to me in a dream, which is biblical, by the way, guys, like that literally happens. I think a lot of times we just put God in a box when it's not fair at all, because why the heck are we putting God in a box? Like, do you not think that He can do something for you? Do you not think that He can do something in your life specifically? Like, if you have struggled with finances, you don't think that God can change that in a second? Hate to tell you this, but guess what? He literally is in control of every single thing. So, like, let's humble ourselves a little bit. Sorry. Because I struggle with that too. That's literally something that, like, He had to break me. And, like, He broke my pride. And I still am prideful in some ways that I'm, like, working on. But If there's something the Lord wants to humble you in, like, he's going to do it and he's going to make it known. Especially if you love him and if you are genuinely saying to him when you pray, like, you know, like, Lord, use me, he's going to do it, whether you're ready or not. Because sometimes God's way is not at all the way that we expect it, or God's timing, if we're being completely honest. But yeah, just going to Croma in the church over there. I mean, it's located in Leicester, England, which was the most culturally diverse city in England, and I would literally live there. We watched a rugby game there as well. It was just so fun. I just loved it. But with that being said, there was just no such thing as, like, denominations. Like, yes, they have, like, Catholicism over there, but again, that's just the religious house, the, like, the religious ties, and it's not as big. Like, it's mostly, like, atheism over there and a lot of Muslims. But yeah, it's like, if you're over there and you're a Christian, you're just a Christian. You just, like, love the Lord. And I just wish so badly that we could bring that back here, because that is another way that God just revealed how simple he was, because we just tend to make things overcomplicated because we want to be right, or we want to look like we're the smartest. But let me tell you, knowledge is not wisdom. Knowledge is not wisdom, because guess what? The enemy knows the Bible. Satan knows the Bible. I bet he can probably quote the Bible. Does that mean that he is a believer, that Jesus Christ is Lord? No. You know, a lot of times we twist things, but the simplicity of God is so cool and it's so welcoming, and we don't deserve it, but yet we get it anyways. And I just want to, like, speak that over you. So me and my friend Ava, shout out Ava Greenzo, literally love her so much. We do a Bible study every Thursday morning at 7:45, which has been one of my favorite things ever, because it's a time where we can just catch up and speak life into each other and help each other out, and also, like, study the word. So we've been studying 1 Samuel, and I love this, but it was all about, like, Hannah. And we're only, like, we're literally breaking it down. So we're only on chapter 2. Like, we have been doing it for weeks, and we're only in chapter 2, but it's so necessary and needed, because you realize how much the Lord favors us, even in the times when we feel like we're alone, we feel like we are in, honestly, like, the pit of despair. The Lord sees us, and he, like, wants to give us what we want. And also, like, the Lord has such grace with us. So if you're struggling with understanding why you don't have grace, or why you don't think you deserve grace, you do. You just need to accept it. Sometimes you just have to soften your heart and say, God, I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm gonna let you do it. And that's just how it is. So that's another reason why God has been, like, speaking to me through these things, because 1 Samuel is so cool. And I know, like, I'm a big fan of the New Testament more than the Old Testament personally, but stories like this are so fun to hear, because it's just like, okay, so this girl named Hannah is looking drunk, says that Eli, who is the priest in the Lord's house, said that she looks drunk, and she knew she wasn't drunk. She knew she was just on fire for Jesus, and she knew that God could do it. So why are we putting her in a box? Like, why are we putting God in a box? Hannah didn't put God in a box, and he blessed her, not only with the son that she promised to put in the house of the Lord and raise him up to be someone who's faithful to God, but also he blessed her beyond that and gave her even more children and just a long-filled life that was satisfactory because of who she was in him. Like, you can be rooted in Jesus and still have a fruitful life and, like, still have so much fun, because God doesn't want to take away our fun. If anything, he gives us more of it. You know, it's just crazy, because sometimes the fun is giving up the things you enjoy doing in the world, but also that doesn't mean that everything's taken away. It's just a hard adjustment, you know? So I just want to speak Psalm 23 over anyone who's listening right now. I'm just going to read it real quick, and let me open it. While I open it, I'm just going to talk. I've been, my Bible is literally falling apart. I just don't want to give it away, because it's just, there's so much there. But Psalm 23 is a chapter in the Bible that I think everyone should have at least a little bit, like, in the back of their mind. Like, you don't have to memorize. I'm never going to be someone that tells you to memorize scripture, because, like, it's hard to do. But also, if you need peace, this is always the one that I go to. And I memorize it now just because I have to speak it over my life constantly. But I'm going to read it. So this is Psalm 23. It says, a psalm of David. So David wrote this, and he was going through hard times. But this is also encouragement, not only for him at this time, but for other people who were also being spoken to, but also more prevalent now than ever. So I'm just going to speak this. Just, I want you guys to just, like, listen to it and, like, know that it's for you. Like, God is speaking this to you. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures, and he leads me beside still waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies, and you anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Y'all, when you think you're alone going through something, I promise you, you're not. The enemy loves to attack you in ways where he knows you're weak. He knows it's going to get you. And let me tell you, going into a relationship as someone who didn't struggle with the temptation of drinking or cussing or this and that, like being in a relationship, if I'm being completely vulnerable and honest, like I've struggled with lust. And that's something that I never wanted to admit to people because, like, how was I even supposed to know that I struggled with that until I got into a relationship? Because, like, it's not natural for me. I feel like for most girls to, like, go and just, like, have lustful thoughts towards boys, like, just out and about in a normal day. Like, that's not something that I ever struggled with. And, like, being in a relationship, I'm like, well, I love him so much. And, like, it's just lust comes in and creeps in. And so I have to just, like, rebuke that. But that's also something that's, like, such a real thing. And why do we not talk about that? Why do we not talk about porn? Why do we not talk about drugs or alcohol or doing all these different things? Like, the things that are addicting, like maladaptive daydreaming, like all these things that are not meant to say these things and be like, oh, well, she's talking about me. No, because like I'm talking about myself too. Like, this is so natural. This is why the Lord calls us into community, to let us know that we are not alone in going through these things. And the simplicity of God, again, is because he loves us and he wants us to know that not only is he with us and he walks through the valley of the shadow of death, he will be with us. Also, this Bible verse, it says, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Y'all, he knows exactly who your enemies are. I know you're probably thinking about a couple people, okay? I know you're probably thinking about them, but guess what? The Lord loves them, but also the God is a God of justice. God is a God of justice. Does this sound like ASMR? Okay, I'm done. A God of justice, and he just loves you, and I just want you to get that in your head, because it's not just a magic genie that comes every other day when you, like, ask him for something. Like, no, like, he knows every single thought before you even have to say it, which is so crazy to think about, because, like, what? Hello? Anywho, just want to speak Psalm 23 over you. It's already 41 minutes in this podcast, and I feel like I, like, barely scratched the surface. So that was just a little life update. If you're new to listening to this, just know that this is not what most episodes are. Most episodes are going to have a specific topic and kind of address and go into detail these different topics. So, like, let's just say I'm going to talk about, like, singleness or going through depression or advice on something. Like, it's going to be about something specific and how to live through that. And also want to back things up with scripture. That doesn't mean I'm going to use scripture for, like, every minute of every day. Because also, like, I don't want to preach to you. Like, my job is not a pastor. I am not pastoring you. I am not a pastor of a church. But I am someone who loves to talk about the Lord. And also, I feel like the Lord has given me a lot of wisdom in these areas because I've asked him for them. And also, I've walked through a lot of the same areas. So yeah, there's going to be different episodes that are going to go deeper into it, but I'm going to make them more consistent. It's going to be a weekly podcast, just like it was before I left for studying abroad. But now I'm at the point where, like, I am being held accountable. I need accountability for myself as well as for other people, because I never want to be the person that says things, preaches things, encourages people, and then isn't doing it myself, because that's hypocritical. And I'm a little bit tired of hypocrites in the religious aspect, because that's what turns people away from Jesus. I want to be consistent, and I want you to know that I am a consistent person both on and off this podcast. So if you meet me in real life and you're like, hey girl, let's meet for coffee, just text me. So with that being said, keep updated on the Instagram. I'm going to ask what topics you want to go over. I'm going to ask what people you want to hear from, what's something you're struggling with, because again, all this stays anonymous unless you want me to say who you are. But this is not a place of judgment, because that is not our job. It's not my job to judge, and never will I ever do that. Never. Because again, I just don't, like, care to, you know, like, I, what a hypocrite I would be if I, like, was sitting there judging people for things. So I love you guys. Follow my Instagram. It's sitdownbehumblepod. And then my main one is Hannah is Humble, and then I have a TV account, so if you want to follow a TV account, it's TV Hannah Humble, and then Hanny Flicks. So there's so many accounts. Actually, I'm sorry for plugging all those. That was so unnecessary. Hannah is Humble and Sit Down Be Humble Pod. Those are the two little ones to keep up with, and I'm going to post updates on the podcast and this and that and stuff. So I love you guys so much. Thank you for listening. If it's your first time, again, welcome. I hope you guys come back. I know that this is kind of a chaotic one, because it's kind of all over the place. I just wanted to give you a little life update before I start getting into the nitty-gritty, because you know that I will be getting into the nitty-gritty, because I don't stray away from that. But I love you guys so much, and I'll see you guys next week. Thank you.